And 6:06, we have a few clouds, 62 degrees in Tulsa. Rain, a pretty good bet today, and a high of 75. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Oklahoma's economy continues to bounce back from the Great Recession. Creighton University's Mid-America Economic Report shows Oklahoma's leading economic indicator up 1.7% last month. Dr. Ernie Goss, who compiles the survey, says the expansion, however, is outstripping our workforce.
Particularly in durable goods manufacturing, that would be heavy manufacturing. So we're seeing that particularly, say, in Oklahoma, particularly in North Dakota.
He expects the Oklahoma unemployment rate to drop another 0.5% by the end of the year. In our continuing series, Was That Thunder or an Earthquake? This time we can report it was another Oklahoma quake. It came in at 4.0 this morning around 2:30, but in a new location. This time the shaker was south of McAllister. The quake was felt both here in Tulsa as well as in Oklahoma City. A new CNG station opens in Tulsa, and Catherine Roberts takes us to the pumps.
This one's not just for fleet vehicles. Apache Corporation opens its first ever public compressed natural gas filling station at the northwest corner of 51st and Yale. Vice President for Apache's Central Region, Rob Johnston, says the hope is to give CNG some momentum.
Right now, the manufacturers won't build vehicles until there are enough CNG stations, and there's no reason to build CNG stations until there are enough vehicles.
So, he says, the public station isn't the company's core business. The primary target is still fleet vehicles.
We don't expect to make any money on this.
The new station is the seventh public CNG station in the Tulsa metro area. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
As part of a nationwide sweep, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrest 31 people in Oklahoma for being in the country illegally. 11 of those arrests were made here in Tulsa. A special election in Tulsa House District 71 will be held today to fill the unexpired term of Dan Sullivan.
House District 71 is having a special general election to replace Dan Sullivan, who took another job. Polls open at 7 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Election Board Secretary Patty Bryant says the winner between Republican Katie Hinkey and Democrat Dan Arthur will only serve until November, the remainder of Sullivan's term. The Tulsa Fire Department will be getting in a little practice today on how to handle a jetliner crash. Crews are training today with the jaws of life on an old DC-10 body at the International Airport. Tulsa County leaders and fire chiefs would like a change in state law in how burn bans are declared.
Our area fire chiefs were pretty frustrated last year because they have to say that there is a problem in their little area. So while the city of Tulsa, you know, an urban area, doesn't have all the grasslands, they're not having a problem. So they have to say, no, I'm not having an issue. My fire chief here says, my goodness, we need a burn ban for Tulsa County.
County Commissioner Karen Keith says they're asking state legislators to change the law. Bail is set at $250,000 for a Speary man charged with first-degree manslaughter in the traffic death of an Oklahoma Department of Transportation employee in a construction zone. 19-year-old Devin Franklin is accused of hitting 42-year-old Ira Henderson as he stood on the center line of the southbound lanes of U.S. Highway 75 near Ramona. That accident happened back on November 30th. Our weather forecast, a 50% chance of rain today, a high of 75. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Some could reach severe limits, a low of 58. Tomorrow, the rain tapers off and a high of 73. National Weather Service radar shows showers up around Vinita and another band of rain coming in from the southwest. Right now in Tulsa, we do have a few clouds and 62 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.